I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's quiet in the town of Bethlehem right now. That's because a viral outbreak shut it down last week. And hear the story of Sam, a deaf man who thought he was cursed until he understood Jesus' love for him. That story coming up in a moment. But first, due to a coronavirus outbreak in Bethlehem last Friday, Israeli and Palestinian officials have quarantined the city for 30 days. The virus was brought in by tourists who were visiting the Holy Land. Bethlehem Bible College was closed, along with all other schools and public gathering places. Mercy Aiken, a U.S. volunteer at the college, says,
"You have to be very discreet if you are a foreigner walking around because you don't want to add more stress. But it's not like there's a lot of people out on the street. You might see one or two cars going by a minute, or it's very, very, very low key. The streets are pretty much empty."
Aiken describes one area near the separation wall where protesters typically gather and violence sometimes breaks out. But during the lockdown, boys were playing soccer there.
"I just saw about an hour ago a car drive down the street that was praying. It was blasting prayers from its loudspeakers, and it had a big Orthodox picture of Mary and Jesus, and they had a big censer and they were burning incense. They were driving around Bethlehem, filling it with incense and singing prayers. So I think the town has come together in a really beautiful way."
So pray that people in Bethlehem would be protected from the virus and that lasting peace would come to the city. Meanwhile, Arabic is the fifth most spoken language in the world, and it's the official language in most Middle Eastern countries. It breaks down further into dialects that vary by country and sometimes by community, which complicates Bible translation work. Laura Fisher says Biblica is teaming up with believers throughout the Middle East to reach people in their heart language, whatever version of Arabic it may be.
"Some of these minority language groups, the translations will be done in a church-centric focus. So it's local churches that are going to be doing translation work. The whole goal is so that people can read God's word in a language that they understand in their heart and mind."
By releasing their Arabic Bible under a Creative Commons license, Biblica gives the tools Christians need to start translation work.
"God freely gave us his word, and we would like to, where we can, freely give it as well."
Two primary partners are translating God's word into Arabic dialects right now.
One is going to take the Arabic and translate it into 30 different dialects. Another group is going to start with 64.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Prayer would be hugely beneficial as these translators. Some of them are in very, very, very difficult, dark, dangerous situations. Even possessing biblical text is against the law. It could endanger their life. Praying for their protection as they go about translation work is enormous.
And finally, imagine believing you were a curse. Many deaf people around the world live lives of isolation and stigmatization. In Uganda, a deaf man named Sam had his entire outlook transformed by the power of the gospel. Rob Myers, president of Deaf Ministry Door International, shares what the gospel means for believers like Sam.
"They grow up hearing that they're curses, but when they learn that Jesus has died for them, and they learn that in a language that they truly can understand, then their identity shifts and they suddenly realize that they're chosen, they're a child of God."
The Door Uganda program that reached Sam is wrapping up this year. See, the goal was always to equip local deaf leaders to operate independently, and now they're ready.
"Door's goal is not to be forever working with these teams. We train indigenous deaf leaders so that they can start to reach their own communities, and as they become well-established, Door works our way out of a job."
Pray for the Ugandan deaf community as their ministry efforts continue to grow. Ask for protection and wisdom among deaf people who may feel alone and stigmatized. And pray for the success of other Door programs around the world. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website to donate online or get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.